Yeah. They say dope, you change. I don't think so. I'm still dope.
Yee!
I grind hard every day, running checks up.
Yeah.
Off top, baby girl, I'm getting necked up. So I'm running with the back like it's Christmas. 40 stacks in the stash, gonna light the wrist up. 40 cows in the waist if they crisscross. Northern cows where I'm at, your boy gets off.
Yeah.
Niggas toting blame, so we finna lift off. Used to whipping that hard till it rocked up. These soft ass niggas getting smacked up. These hoes easy work like a layup. I'm a voice of the bitch, it don't faze us. Fresh dope, hella drip, so I wipe down. My niggas out like period, we don't do clowns. All go with the clear, my niggas sit brown. On God, in the town, it's finna go down. My bad, I mean she finna go down.
Fuck all that shit, niggas talking. We up on the score, cause we still got that dope. Switch it up often, you want it, we off it. We be them niggas they hating the most. Bitch, still dope.
Pull up, what it do, where we going? Big blocks on the block, engine roaring. My shot, his money, so I'm scoring. My shot, his money, so I'm scoring.
Fuck all that shit, niggas talking. We up on the score, cause we still got that dope. Switch it up often, you want it, we off it. We be them niggas they hating the most. Bitch, still dope.
Pull up, what it do, where we going? Big blocks on the block, engine roaring. My shot, his money, so I'm scoring. My shot, his money, so I'm scoring. Now I'm stacking checks, yeah, that's a new me. Packing straps, oh yeah, that's still me. Still putting rubber bands around money. California big ballin' with the homies. Fresh drip, yeah, baby, that's on me. Smelling good, so baby, she's on me. New whip, new keys, it's nothing. No cap when I rap, straight busting. Big dog when I bite, no barking. Kill zone in the blunt when they spark them. Town business on mines, no frontin'. Scope on the pole, yeah, we hunting. Bay nigga for real, no posing. Take a flick real quick, yeah, I'm posting. Put the clock for a knot, yeah, I'm going. Only fans for the bitch, cause she's hoeing.
Fuck all that shit, niggas talking. We up on the score, cause we still got that dope. Switch it up often, you want it, we off it. We be them niggas they hating the most. Bitch, still dope.
Pull up, what it do, where we going? Big blocks on the block, engine roaring. My shot, his money, so I'm scoring. My shot, his money, so I'm scoring.
Fuck all that shit, niggas talking. We up on the score, cause we still got that dope. Switch it up often, you want it, we off it. We be them niggas they hating the most. Bitch, still dope.
Pull up, what it do, where we going? Big blocks on the block, engine roaring. My shot, his money, so I'm scoring. My shot, his money, so I'm scoring.
It's freezing, going nowhere fast and speedy. Then I crash, I lose it all. Thought it was love, it was love at all. Guess it was a game to them. I had trouble attaining them, and I felt a certain way about it. I was into you, I was about it. I gave you my last a couple times. When I was up, I held you down. I gave you a piece of my publishing. I was talking to soul like she really it. I mean, I've been wrong before, but that's another episode. I was in the friend zone, treating you like honey, I'm home. I went crazy on your birthday. I wanted you in the worst way, but it be like that though. And I kept it cool, I stay solo. I'm a real one and gotta say so. You missed out, that's how the game go. But
I'm healing though, slightly emotional. Not afraid to be in this bag till I lay as back as I go. Blow off the mold, it hurt inside, I let it go. I just need some time, I'm just trying to grow. I'm healing though, slightly emotional. Not afraid to be in this bag till I lay as back as I go. Pull up some mold, it hurt inside, I let it go. I just need some time, I'm just trying to grow.
Got trust issues, deep-rooted issues. Might need a tissue, but I had some screws loose. Took the time and think things through. Who would've would have known that I'd be home right in these rooms. Working through my vanity, them talks with Nick about damages. Better how I've been managing this mental insanity. No woman could understand how I deal with the damage. If it was simple, I'd handle it, but it's not, it might take a bit. I felt so many have scheme and they took advantage, yeah. This broken love really ain't it. Designed to keep you in debt and never once get deposits. I know I ain't perfect, I know that it's worth it. So I go hard for this purpose and we just scratching the surface. Note to myself, I'm healing though, slightly emotional. Not afraid to be in this bag till the leg is back as I go. Go up some more that hurt inside and let it go. I just need some time, I'm just trying to grow. I'm healing though, slightly emotional. Not afraid to be in this bag, peeling layers back as I go. Pull up some more that hurt inside, I let it go. I just need some time, I'm just trying to grow.
Y'all know one time shout out to Smooth Dude, man. Shout out to everybody doing it. But y'all ain't doing it like me, though. I'm just gonna keep it 1,000.
Money's mine, bottom bitch, yeah, I'm codependent. Running numbers up, so I never pause. Even when the comma's moving left, slide, y'all. So I'm hustling, hustling. The money keeps coming, robbing Peter for Paul. Going through cash withdrawal, so I'll rob both of y'all. Hamster wheel for the spin, 20 years for the 10. Free my niggas locked in, the deck is stacked on the end. Pouring ace once again, till I see you again, yeah.
Baby, I'm just trying to get it on.
Get it on.
Baby, I'm tryna get it in.
Get it in.
So we gon' grind till we win.
Till we win.
So we gon' grind till we win. And baby, I'm just tryna make it home.
Make it home.
Baby, I'm just tryna get these ends.
Get these ends.
So we gon' grind till we win.
Till we win.
We
end up with leather and stitch, no bust downs or counterfeit. Clothes tailor made, they slim fit. Bank account with deposit slips. Passport got them imprints. Wine glasses with lipstick. Coastlines of the Pacific. Nights are fantastic. Her nights are orgasmic. Wristbands are our passes. Her ass is organic. No limit on the plastic. Goddamn, it's so beautiful. My life, yeah, it's like a video. No come down, I'm so high, no into the incline. The money keeps on flowing, the bricks keep on going. Daydreaming in color, I feel like Picasso. International dope, universal quotes. Blowing Cuban smoke, swerving Cuban ropes. Tell me what's your fantasy, I'll tell you what's my destiny. The hustle just don't rest in me, never love in poverty. I'm 101, 101, making some till it is none.
Makes sense, say that I
elevate. My loyalty runs deep, I know you gotta feel me. I put in words, what's the problem now? I don't owe you no favors. This my life, I gotta make, yeah. Some gon' love me, some gon' hate me, and it all makes sense to me.
Yeah, look. Showed a lot of love but I ain't get it back. But it's all good, baby, karma got my back. Yeah, I stay true through adversity. Ay, on me, I'm a G, this bout to be a breeze. Big fella nice, gonna roll a dice. I gotta roll for keys, this about my life. I had to get it right, I finally seen the light. Hey, this ain't overnight, this happened over time. A product of the streets, they helped me navigate. OGs gave me game, keep my head on straight. Young boys mad at the recipe. A big mood as I laugh at the head of sheesh. Excellence you ain't seen before. RDB to let the haters know. And you're in a bag, I said it once before. And which way is down, I guess I'll never know.
From the bottom, yeah. My yeah. loyalty run deep, I know you gotta feel me. I put in work, what's the problem now? I don't owe you no favors. Nah. This my yeah. life, I gotta make, yeah. Some gon' love me, some gon' hate me. And it all makes sense to me.
So makes sense.
Tune into No Filter Radio right here on Grindhard Radio. Shout out to everybody that's tuning online. Shout out to everybody that's tuning on the switchboards. Make sure y'all roll up. Make sure y'all pour up because it's about to go down. We got my man Smoothie Dude in the building. We're going to have my man Question in the building. We also going to have the delectable, fantastic, alluring fly chicks only in the building, Miss Rachel Sally. So don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. Shout out to my man Question. But this right here is my new jam. I'm about to B-walk all up and down my hallway right now because it's on lock.
Yeah, I better back it up, I be talking real hot. I don't never use my voice, I be talking with my Glock. See the niggas over there, if I call them, they gon' pop. They be acting real crazy, make the niggas lose they pop. Hot, I woke up with the party on lock. Keep a couple bands in my pants on lock. These niggas really fans, they can't stay up off my job. People talking crazy, make the niggas spin the block. I be worried about the money, they be worried about the beef. Hoes be acting like I'm goofy till they picking up they teeth. And I always had it in me, yeah, my mama raised the queen. Lost that, pockets up, so you know I'm mugging mean. I just had the rich nigga come through with a bankroll. Make this nigga drop a stack, cause I say so. Bag of money in the back of the Range Rover. Got some hitters with me, they won't let the nigga get close. Cause I don't look for drama, I just look for comma. But if a hater getting crazy, they gon' pour the llama. They say my attitude a problem, better blame my mama. And we steady blowing through this money, something like Osama. Yeah, I better back it up, I be talking real hot. I don't never use my voice, I be talking with my Glock. See the niggas over there, if I call them, they gon' pop. They be acting real crazy, make them niggas lose they pop. Hot, I woke up with the party on lock. Keep a couple bands in my pants on lock. These niggas really fans, they can't stay up off my job. People talking crazy, make the niggas spin the block. I ain't interested if it ain't about the money. I'd rather hang with niggas cause these hoes be acting funny. And all my brothers gutter, they ain't worried about a dummy. I'ma always keep it classy till you try to run up on me. They got a couple bricks and a stick, I'm money making like Mitch. It's a home run if I pitch, got them bands on me, I'm rich. And when these hoes cap and they see me out, they freeze up, that's glitch. But I got a big mouth when I see you out like me, low as a stitch. Hoes be mad cause they want what I got. And these niggas, they be mad cause they thought they had a shot. Dropped my first mixtape and it took me to the top. You can hate, just don't touch me, cause them niggas, they all better back it up. I be talking real hot, I don't never use my voice. I be talking with my Glock, see them niggas over there. If I call them, they gon' pop. They be acting real crazy, make them niggas lose they pop. Hot, I woke up with the party on lock. Keep a couple bands in my pants on lock. These niggas really fans, they can't stay up off my job. People talking crazy, make them niggas spin the block.
Calling your phone. Yeah, I'm about to pop out. you can play that game. Vivica, can say it again. Thought you had me fucked up in the head. You just helped me level up, try to stack my thread. We both know my nanny had you strong.
Last song is about to go down. We'll be back right after this. And you already know I couldn't do it without I gotta play something. I gotta play two. Cause I gotta shout out to my boy Smoothie Dude. It was his birthday yesterday. Shout out to my nigga Smoothie Dude. We just smooth up in this bitch.
Yeah, Smoothie Dude. Death before the sun, the mixtape, yo. I see you, big bro. Venomous Inc., CAC, neighborhood superstar, Smoothie Dude getting paid. Counting up or not, smoking perp, sipping potent drink. You can hate it or love it, some real but most fake. They demanding our supply, real niggas can relate. I don't do the jump rope or the low rock bounce. I don't do the jump rope or the low rock bounce. I don't do the jump rope or the low rock bounce. I stay with goons on the block, trying to flip another ounce. Getting bread in large amounts, stacking chips in my account. Smoothie Dude and feel for real, draped up and dripped out. From the dub to JB, my niggas posted on the block. Hitting licks, flipping bricks, surviving, trying to dodge the cop. My niggas keep a Glock, quick to let them shots drop. For a night or what you got, so give it up or get popped. I'm mad dad for the cash, I'm quick up on it. Them bricks come a little cheaper, I know y'all want it. Mac 10 and a 9, strap for any opponent who pose a threat to the bitch. While I'm up on it, 9 tuck, dumb fuck, think that I won't use it. Left stuck from a slug, thinking it's just music. This ain't an act or a game or for any amusement. I put you actors to sing, that's the end of your movie. Smooth to do, yeah, before the sun. Yeah, look out for my nigga Lockie album too. It's coming soon. My nigga Lalo still album coming soon too. Oh yeah, my album, yeah, before the sun. The album, Smooth to do. Venomous Inc., watch out for my guy 50. He gon' creep up on you motherfuckers too.
I thought this nigga dope retired.
Man, I gotta do this shit again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still letting niggas know. I'm still dope. About this money, nigga, what you think is hitting for? Counting stacks Adidas, squeaking on the marble flow. About to run it up, backs with those commas though. Never tricking on a hoe, he's rising cause I'm making dough. What I'm looking like, hating on the next man. I'm focused on my paper, so I made another grand. Grind hard daily, fuck your feelings, better pay me. Women, yeah, they love me, but a lot of niggas hate me. I'm a stunner, I'll hit you with the llama. I'm blowing up like TNT, but I ain't with the drama. I'm presidential, kinda like Obama. Man, I'm pimpin', so I'm kinda like my father. I make moves with dope grooves, I connect with goons like Bluetooth. You won't smoke, I sure don't, cause I'll shoot, bro, your ass won't. I'm so real, I'm 100, bro. Red beam on that blue chrome. What's the name of this song, though, man? I can't tell you, cause I don't know. Never chasing bitches, I'm only chasing money. Never goofy, never rolling with them dummies. D.O.P., yeah, you really gotta love them. Going to the top, I started from the bottom. Never chasing bitches, I'm only chasing money. Never goofy, never rolling with them dummies. D.O.P., yeah, you really gotta love them. Going to the top, I started from the bottom. They hit my line, wondering where a player's at. I'm chilling with the queen, she got them cakes, it's hella fat. My pocket's feeling kinda chunky.
my finger stroking on her monkey. While she's thumbing that stimmy money, playing Jan, she loves me, bummy. Nigga, I'm just so elite, these haters just love hating me, but can't cope with my pedigree. I've been a boy since 93, oh, now you see, oh, you feeling me? I slide through like a preview. My beef comes with a drive-through. Smooth told me to hit him, bro. So I'm about to let them know I make moves with dope grooves. I connect with goons like a Bluetooth. You want smoke? I sure don't, cause I'll shoot, bro. Yo ass won't. I'm so real, I'm 100, bro. Red beam on that blue chrome. What's the name of this song, bro? Man, I can't tell you cause I don't know. Never chasing bitches, I'm only chasing money. Never goofy, never rolling with them dummies. D.O.P., yeah, you really gotta love them. Going to the top, I started from the bottom. Never chasing bitches, I'm only chasing money. Never goofy, never rolling with them dummies. D.O.P., yeah, you really gotta love them. Going to the top, I started from the bottom. Never chasing bitches, I'm only chasing money. Never goofy, never rolling with them dummies. D.O.P., yeah, you really gotta love them. Going to the top, I started from the bottom. Never chasing bitches, I'm only chasing money. Never goofy, never rolling with them dummies. D.O.P., yeah, you really gotta love them. Going to the top, I started from the bottom. Never chasing bitches, I'm only chasing money.
Hey, what it do? I hope y'all got y'all alcohol. I hope y'all got your weed. I hope y'all got your Niagara, whatever you need for the next 2 hours, because it's about to go down right here on No Filter Radio, on Grindhard Radio. Shout out to my man Jit, who paid the bills so we can come on here and act a motherfucking fool. But here's the rules. Number one, if you want to get your music played right here on No Filter Radio, you got to do one of two things. Either A, you got to pay me a handsome amount like my man Question, or you can just make hot music, follow me, you know, on some type of social media platform. And then if you make hot music, I'll discover it and I'll play it on the show. The other way is to send MP3s only to teamnofilter@gmail.com. When I say MP3 only, don't send me no MP4s, no MP5s, unless you got the serial number scratched off. I don't want no WMAs, no WMDs. That's just for Iraq and Afghanistan. And you better not send me no motherfucking links unless they from Kansas City. They got the barbecue sauce, anti the corona. Hold the extra corona. Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, your favorite dark-skinned nigga, my favorite dark-skinned nigga, pause. Ladies and gentlemen, the belated birthday boy, Smooth the Dude.
Coming to you live from Galveston, Texas, right? I can see the beach from right here, man. Happy birthday to me, man. 30 great. It's inebriated, Smooth the Dude in the building, man. We turned to A.K.A. Pornhub Shawty, A.K.A. OnlyFans Shawty, A.K.A. Big Rig Smooth, A.K.A. Smooth the Dude, the host, the co-host with the most, with the host that's on both dope-ass music. It's another Monday, man. We live on the show, man. Got a good show, man. Quest coming through. Also got the guest co-host, man, with us, man, Rachel Sally, man. We're going to pick her brain. You know, just get, you know what I'm saying, a female perspective, because, though, you know how we do it on the show, bro. You know what I'm saying? We no filter. We say what we want, do what we want. But, like I say, we're going to start bringing some females on the show so they can answer some of the shit that we be saying, because we give a lot of male perspective of the topics that we be on. So, hey, let's get some females on here, and they going to answer the same questions that we come up with. So, Dope, you ready? How you feeling, boy?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. If anybody wants to get that new question, it's called Inconsistently Consistent. It's available only through exclusive download by my man. Make sure you DM him at It's Question, either on Twitter, Instagram, or you can go to itsquestion.com. Whatever you got to do, but you got to go get it. I used it for like a coaster because I like didn't have nothing to put my Mountain Dew on, but y'all would love the music. So with no further ado, my motherfucking brother, he used to be a West Coast producer. Now he's on the West Side, still, you know, trying to find Dre. My brother, Question.
Man, I'm in the building.
Happy G-Day, Smooth. We in the building.
Hey, dude, say you use your album as a coaster, man.
First of all, you can't use a digital album as a culture, so I pay him no mind. I pay that guy no mind at all. He wished he used it as a culture.
Hey, man, you'll chop it up later. You already know what time it was on the 28th, though. Go get that Inconsistently Consistent, man. I let my boy Quest go get that new project, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, for real, for real. What's good?
I did run through about three tracks. I got one more of my favorite tracks on there. But, oh, boy! That's my shit right there.
Yeah,
oh,
that was dedicated to Smooth.
Hey, look, after this, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to need that. What rate you at, though?
Smooth. Inebriated Smooth already ready to get to the show. Ladies and gentlemen,
I've been drunk since Thursday, straight. I've been in Galveston since this is the fourth day. No, I've been here since Friday. It's the fourth day. I'm leaving, going back home tomorrow, getting on my big rig truck. On the first, and then I'm making all this money back.
He said making all the money back. Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, the person that you actually came here to listen to, because it definitely wasn't Question, it definitely wasn't Smooth, it might have been me.
No, I was going to say, it might have been me, though.
No.
Well, Ben, you're right. It ain't me. You're right. You're right.
And shout out to Denial for the post. I did, let everybody know I wrote that song for that verse for a Question, though. But ladies and gentlemen, Rachel Sally is in the building. What's happening?
Fly chicks only.
Hey, guys.
Rachel,
what it do? Damn.
What's up? First of all, happy.
Yeah, gotta get applause for you, Rachel, with the crown on your head. You hear me? Yeah,
thank
that's what's up.
Thank you. But again, happy birthday, Smooth. I gotta, get it. Go ahead and serenade you real quick. Go ahead and take a
hey,
stop.
I appreciate that,
Rachel. Say please.
Really, I appreciate that. I appreciate you. I know Dope gonna say the same thing, but I do appreciate you coming through the show. Just fucking with us one time. Like I was saying earlier, it used to be us just talking, guests call in, people call in or whatnot, but we be giving our male opinions about a lot of the things, how males work, how we think about females. But I was like, dope, let's just start getting females on the show with us, man. Guest co-hosts and just pick their brains. The same shit we be talking about, get a female perspective of it. So, honestly, you the second one. We had T. Baker on a couple weeks ago. So, like I say, you're the second one, so appreciate you for that, taking your time out, because I know you got a lot of things up your sleeve. But first off, I know you're heavy on social media, so if you don't mind, let everybody know a little bit about yourself, Fly Chicks Only, where they can catch up with you on social media. Then we're just going to continue to roll on the show. You with us? We got you the whole night. You good?
Kind of, sort of. So okay. I had to postpone a meeting for this, so I'm giving y'all as much as I can for as long as I can.
Okay, just be 100 with us and let us know, because we know everybody.
I already know. Again, my name is Rachel. Some people call me Duchess. That's what I used to go by when I was throwing events. My brand is called Fly Chicks Only. It's an exclusive accessories brand where you can get exclusive frames, all of that, fly shit, period. I do a lot. Like, I don't like really talking about myself. I do a lot. I trade stocks. I hustle. I work. Trying to have some things, trying to build some things, and know a lot of things, but it's a lot that I don't know, so. Whatever I do know, I'm willing to offer it to people for free. A lot of people tell me that I probably should charge, but I feel like in order for us as black people to close that book down, we can't be stingy with information. So, whatever I can lend, I definitely will. I'm going to try to keep it classy, but, Smooth, you already know I'm a little ratchet too, so I'm trying to get as much as I can.
Yeah, that's why I called for you. I'm like, okay, she corporate, but hey, she can get hood at the same time, so she gonna keep
come
it 100.
On now.
So that's why I fuck with you. That's why I fuck with you right through this shit.
Already.
Dope, what it do?
Hey, you already know. So here was the consensus, right? When I was like, Smooth, who's Rachel? So he was like, hey, that's the homie. I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know, I'm doing my detective work. I'm like, well, let me find out. So we found out that he was a bad yellow chick. I was like, okay, cool. You know, Smooth likes the bad yellow chick. So so I was already knowing. I was like, oh, she got the eyelashes. I was like, okay, cool. So I'm glad that you are on the show. We are going to talk about a multiple of things. Hopefully you can come through. Now, if at any point in time you want to say you don't like any of Question's music, it is perfectly okay. There's no harm in that. Shout out to my brother Question. But we normally what we do is we rehash a lot of the stuff that happened since we were gone. Like this little motherfucker, Lil Nas X, whatever his name is, and his new shoe.
What do you do, dope? I've been on vacay, man.
All right, so this motherfucker here, right? He got the devil shoe. Nike gave him the devil shoe, and it's supposed to have human blood in the shoe, right? Supposedly. All the parents are, everybody's getting all in the uproar. Oh, my God, I can't believe that they're promoting this. You know why they're promoting it? Because you fuck-ass parents is going to buy this shit. That's why. I'm gonna buy it. I wish my kid would come up to me and say, "Hey, Dad, they got these devil worshiping Nikes that I want." So after I kill my kid and bury him and then start anew, I'm a reset with a new kid. You know what I mean? I ain't got nothing to worry about. It's just like I don't get you parents, man. Like the kid doesn't control your pocketbook. Like the kid doesn't. Like when do. Like, oh, another thing. Since when did fucking kids know about fucking stimmy money? When we were kids, did we even know? I didn't even know our parents got tax money. Like, tax money? I didn't realize that until I was an adult and I got my own tax money.
Hey, and they like, what we gonna do with the stimmy money, mommy? Hey, but look, I was on this post, though. I seen it the other day. All right. Now, it was somebody that it really kind of made sense to me, though. Like, if you financially stable to do it, I'm going to say it like that. She was like the $1,400 that she got for each child. She put it in their bank account. Now, these kids ain't able to touch it yet, but she put it in their bank account for them. To spend on them later, like school clothes or for a vacation, for family vacation or something like that. I ain't gonna lie, I totally agree with that. Like, I mean, if you can afford it, you know what I'm saying?
I know people that did that. I know people personally that had did that, and I don't understand. Like, when it comes to, see, here we go again with you fuck ass parents. All right, so it's a little bit different nowadays. When we were kids, right? Because our parents was broke. Like, they were the first generation outside of you know, segregation, the first chance of freedom, crack hit. So, like, they was being bombarded by a whole bunch of shit, right? So the fact of them putting, you know, phone bills in our name and PG&E and gas in our name, cool, we could live with that, all right? Well, our parents, let me get it. But if you're still putting shit in your kid's name in 2021, you need your fucking ass whooped.
Yeah. That's so 1990, huh, dope?
Bruh! Like, you know, like
they running out. I mean, no, I get the whole starting a kid the bank account and doing all of that, and that's cool. However, because I invest, I cannot in good conscience allow money to sit in account. In an account that only compounds 0.01% or 1%, and you get maybe like a penny or two off of that money as it sits, versus allowing it to sit in a stock and grow over time. If you, you know,
tell them about the Roth IRA, boss.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, I told you, Rachel corporate, but she can get hood too. I'll tell you, yeah, Rachel, you done put me on some game too, though. She got the Facebook page. We can talk about stocks and bonds and stuff or whatever. Anybody interested in getting added to that group, DM me. I'm gonna add you to it. Shout out to Rachel for starting that group or whatnot. But yeah, I feel you on that. Putting in some stocks or a CD account, something that's gonna average more than 0.01% APR.
Yeah, like
who gonna wait for a penny all year? You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. Come on. Like, I'm going to just give you a good example. So $1,400, that would be a good amount to start with, like more than enough to start with if you wanted to, you know, put a little something in trading or cryptocurrency or whatever. I started an account with $50 and wanted to see if I could run it up because, you know, I'm up on the scale now where I'm trading with five figures or more. So I said, okay, if I'm trying to teach people how to trade that have little or no money, I need to be able to prove to them that it's possible to do it maybe starting out with $50. So I did a separate account and started out with $50. And it's now in 2 months is now at $300. And that is only passive trading. Like I'm maybe checking it every week. I'm not checking it every day. So it's definitely possible, you know. I just think even if people aren't depositing it in an account, it's good that they're, you know, forward thinking. But now we have to take it a step further, you know, past it. Like, hey, you know, you might want to use your stocks and bonds as a savings account because you'll be compounding more money and grew more money off of your money as it sits.
100%. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So what Rachel was saying, she's halfway to the PS5 in the other account. Shout out to Rachel being halfway to the PS5 in the other account.
Essentially.
All right, now, if anybody wants to join into these conversations, what you can do is you go ahead and press the 1. I will see you. Then my secretary will screen you. Make sure you're not a serial killer or a pedophile or anything like that, and then we'll bring you on the show. So the first person that passed the screening is 901, last four digits 8974. You're now live on No Filter. What's happening?
Boy, what you talking about, man? Red man and this motherfucker, boy.
Boy, that boy is the ugly nigga, man. The ugly nigga. He didn't pass the screen. They said he didn't slide through the back door.
What it is, man? Hey, bro. Happy belated birthday to Smooth the Dude. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, dope air music is always good to hear from you, my guy. You know what I'm talking about?
It is going
country
down.
Country ass nigga in the building.
Now, there's some other stuff that transpired over this week, right? So
what's up with your boy though? Your boy is a cheating, is no cheat nigga. Is you talking about him tonight or no? Because I know about it, but I don't know about it. Or we ain't talking about it right now.
Yeah, we not talking
about
it.
Feel me all the way in, though. Hey, look,
I've been out my deep throat,
so shit, I don't know.
But we are going to talk about taking in the... So a chick asked me, right? She was like, "Is she ugly?" Now I'm trying to work on my niceness, right? I'm trying to work on my niceness, and I said, "Well, God was very creative with your facial features, right?"
Oh,
low down, boy, just low down.
Dog ass nigga.
So,
dude said she facially challenged, bro.
he was creative with her features. Now here's I was having this conversation with my son, right? Because he was talking about, you know, how fly he is and how cool he is, and shout out to my son, Double Bag Dorino. And I said, you know, the dads never get appreciation for going after the bad chicks to produce quality children. Like, I could have went after a mud duck, and then now my son, you know, he got a flipper, you know, or hair growing on his neck or some shit. I could have did that. But no, what did I do?
What are you talking about right now? Or 11 fingers, huh?
Yeah, yeah, you could have had 11 fingers, web toes and shit. But no, I said, you know what, I'm going to go get me a bad chick to procreate with. You know.
Dope.
Yeah.
And the most respectful co-host, little brother, friend way, she bad.
Yeah. Shout out to my ex-wife. Shout out to my daughter's mom too. What I didn't realize was that I was gonna have a daughter. And I didn't realize that the daughter was gonna look like her mama. So I got three guns just in case, because I don't want to run out of bullets. You know what I'm saying? Because in California, it's illegal to have the hundred drums. I can't have the alleged smooth choppers. I gotta have like the, you know, regular choppers. And I get the 30 round. Yeah,
hold on, dope. Allegedly, I got all that. Allegedly.
Yeah, that's what I said. Allegedly, smooth choppers. I can't have the smooth choppers because California don't play that. So, but we're going to ask Rachel. We're going to, number one, ask Rachel if she has any children. Number one, that's the first question. Number two, what we're going to ask her was, did looks have anything to do with the agreement of procreating with that man? So, Rachel, number one, do you have any children?
Yes, I do have a 4-year-old son. And
okay.
I will say I decided to date him and procreate based on how he looked. I won't say I've dated just like a flat out, I mean, what you call a mud duck? I don't think I've ever dated one of those before, but I have given guys, like, you know, flirted with them or something like that because I'm not shallow. Like, if you have a good heart, when I was younger, like, I would, you know, maybe talk to you or whatever and give you, like, a text app number or something like that because I didn't want to let you down hard.
Okay, wait. See, okay.
Terrible.
This is why we have females on the show.
Terrible.
Why do y'all females do that shit, though? Why, though? Like, because if the nigga ugly and you don't really like him or gonna fuck with him later or, you know what I'm saying, why not just tell him, like, because the nigga nice, I'm going to give him a fake number. And then I'm going to text him. And then when
you guys turn into really good friends, you know, like they be the best of friends. Like, I'm going to see if you cool in friend zone. If you cool in
friend
zone, then we could commence.
But
if not, then...
Look, though, Rachel, when he originally approached you, that nigga was trying to get in them draws. So, like I say, don't, like, why though? Like, I don't understand. Now, if he approached you as a friend, well, I ain't trying to do nothing, baby. You know, I mean, you know, we can see where it go, maybe. But I just want to, I'm interested in getting to know you as a friend. If a nigga come like that, I bam, throw him in the friend zone. But if a nigga try to holler at you, Rachel, you know he's trying to knock you off and goddamn me, maybe she's take you on a trip or whatever will have you. So that's what I'm saying. Why do females do that, though? Like, just be 100. Like, all right, now I ain't going to give you my number, like. I don't want you. Like, I'm straight.
No, now.
Okay, let me know. Talk
there
to me.
Are.
That's why
hey,
we got you. Talk to me, right?
Bro, that,
okay,
that's how you
so,
feel, man. What you be going
hold
through?
On, hold on, AR
yeah.
Speaker boy. Hold on.
So we dealing in it. We are in a generation of men that either have toxic masculinity or severe confidence and do not know how to accept rejection well. So. With that being said, when I was 21 years old in Chicago, I'll never forget this. It was an ugly dude, too. And he approached me. We was on the strip, kind of like Shells and McDonald's used to be back in the day, like all the cars, you know, everybody up there. And he approached me like, hey, you know what I'm saying, can I get to know you? And I used to carry a fake wedding ring for this for this purpose. So if I say I'm married or, you know, whatever, you know, I'm showing you my ring, you won't be offended by rejection because in Chicago, them niggas damn sure don't know how to be, they don't know how to take it. So I'm like, oh, I'm taking or whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, okay. I kid y'all not. After we pulled up, I was with my homegirl, Raven Thompson. I will never forget this in my life. This dude was in one of those kidnapper vans.
Oh, man.
And he pulled up on the side of us and shot the car up.
Not the Astro van.
Whoa.
It was
the Astro van. So after that,
he shot the car up?
He shot the car up. Like, literally, I'm not making this up. I called my homegirl and now I put on through her. I'm like, hey, you remember when we was on the strip? What happened after we pulled off when I didn't talk to that dude?
God damn.
After that taught me a life lesson. You can't, I didn't think I curved them hard, but I said from here on out, I'm going to give him a text out no number. Like, I'm not taking no more chances. Like, men don't know how to accept rejection these days. You got some guys taking to the pen, you know, who say, nope, no worries, shorty. Then you got guys that be like, bitch, fuck you. You ain't cute no way. Da-da-da-da-da. Ain't nobody trying to deal with that to your face.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Hold on, though. Okay, so Rachel, I'm gonna ask you this: Can females judge? Like, okay, if you know a nigga, you can tell him no, and he gonna be like, oh, okay, shawty, that's cool. Is it difficult to judge between them niggas? Because if it's difficult, I can understand why you would give everybody that fake ass number. You know what I'm saying? If you understand my
question, it's not a fake number. It's a real number to reach me. It's just one of the, if I wanted to cut off at any moment, it wouldn't affect my contacts that need to have a current number like regularly. Like, I don't want to change numbers.
Oh, okay.
Like,
it ain't so direct. It ain't so direct. Your real number.
Right. It's a real number, and if I choose to answer the text app, you know, we could talk and text or whatever. But no. So the only reason I do that is because you really can't judge, because this guy looked like a bookworm. Like, he looked like he was, you know, could be in law school. Or, you know, you just never know. Like, he didn't look like a thug to me. He didn't look like somebody that was going to follow me and try to kill me for telling him no.
God damn.
Damn, boy. Yeah. He pulled out the yap yap, though.
He was like, oh. You just like, let me go ahead and control or delete your life. That's some serious shit.
When I rejected a dude before, like, I don't know how to. The last time I rejected a dude was in Elevation, and I was cool with the security at the time, and I went and tapped my homeboy with a tear in my eye because he called me a B. He said, where he at? I pointed him out, and they kicked that nigga down the stairs. So I was trying to kill me. He threatened to kill me after that because he knew I had his ass kicked,
he said,
you know what I'm saying, out of the club, and then literally kicked down the stairs for what he did. So, no, I ain't trying to have no more of them experiences.
You want to take the stairs? You want to take the window or the stairs?
Hey, man, I ain't saying, boy. Just had to go down. Boy, we kick ass in Little Rock, man. Ass is getting kicked.
Chris, you know that flight of stairs. Okay, you got the first wooden flight of stairs and the second wooden flight of stairs before you get to the entrance of the elevator. They kicked them down the first wooden flight of stairs and then ran down and kicked them down the
I know, we getting beat up in Elevation. We didn't beat plenty of ass in the Elevation.
I know. Look out, though. You know, you real respect around the Little Rock Street. Shout out to you, Rachel, doing your thing or whatever. I know exactly what and where you talking about. Goddamn this shit. Dope, what it do? Where you at, fam?
So I got a. You know what? Shout out to people that text me and message me. Questions to ask Rachel. This is great. Rachel, one of the questions that somebody just asked me, they said, how many times a week would you say you masturbate? That's just a question they was asking. They was asking.
Damn. There's no filter, though.
Which lanes like that? Okay. I'm going to be completely honest. I do not masturbate. I don't believe that it's becoming of a woman or a man, because when you withhold the need to have sex, like if you get hot or horny or whatever you want to call it, and you have enough self-control to where you're not acting upon that urge, when you finally connect with someone, a man or a woman, when you finally connect with them, it's cataclysmic. It's catastrophic. Like, it's
cataclysmic.
Out of this world. Like, you go on to the next, it's a divine spiritual experience. When you reserve that feeling of having an orgasm or coming, and then you meet with the actual person that's in the flesh that you connected with, you bonded with, that's what you call good sex. Like, that's how you have good sex. You know, you got good fucks where you can nut real quick or whatever the case is. Then you have, like, out-of-body experiences with people where you bond and you become in one. And that's because you're basically practicing self-control. Like, I don't get anything. I don't even know how to make myself come by myself.
So,
I haven't heard that before. I done heard that before, but I done heard it both ways. I heard something.
I don't have toys. I don't do any of that.
Hold on, though. Damn, Rachel, you ain't got that new little rose thing? You ain't fucking with it?
They ain't gonna lie. Many times as I done seen my friends posting shit, I almost broke down and bought the motherfucker. But no, I don't have it. I really don't. I don't have a toy. Not a dildo, not a bullet, not lubricant, nothing.
So my friends think I'm weird, right? So I'm gonna tell you why they think I'm weird, right? So because I don't masturbate, right? Yeah, I don't masturbate at all.
Nah, you weird than the motherfucker, my name.
Yeah. No, I haven't masturbated since I was 14. I'm gonna tell you the reason why, right?
Huh?
So up until the age of 14, I'm spanking it like twice a day. It's like the greatest thing ever, right?
That was 40 years ago. Damn,
watching Moesha. That nigga was watching Moesha.
Now, what happened was, one night, I was spanking it, and some shit came out. I thought I was bleeding to death. I didn't know what was happening. I was like, oh, my God. I jump out the bed. I run to my dad. I was like, oh, my God, Dad, I'm bleeding. Something's wrong with me. And it was because that was the first time that I hadn't reached puberty yet. And my body started producing semen, and it got all over my hands. And ever since then, I never did it ever again. I was traumatized. So,
brother, did you just say you had a period?
No, nigga. I said I hadn't reached puberty. That nigga said a period.
Just whacking off, not even knowing what it's supposed to be about. Guys whack off, not just play with themselves, but
I found out about it by accident. I was like, my homeboy said, well, he said, if you do it long enough, something happens. So I was like, all right, well, let me try it out. You know, I'm weird like that. Let me try it out. See what happens.
Now I will say, I've been told you're not supposed to masturbate because you are not supposed to spill your seed upon the ground. Like, your seed is precious, and you're not supposed to spill it.
That's what the Jewish people
say. That's
why
she's supposed to swallow it. Don't spit my shit out.
Nah.
Now, you're talking about oral sex. We're talking about masturbation. So if you're going to ejaculate and hold it in your hand and rinse it down the drain and feel the same thing, it's not going to any you.
So
let me ask you this. You're thinking of sex on some reproductive shit.
Well, sex, I mean, it's a spiritual experience. Like, a lot, we've been miseducated on the origins of sex. That's why we have a lot of broken homes, a lot of, just a lot of confusion.
A lot of baby mama, baby daddy.
It's not an act. It's not a simple act. It's you're supposed to do it to procreate. That was why those organs were made. Now, true enough, you run into somebody that do it well, then you get immense pleasure out of it. And if you run into somebody that you're connected with, then they can take you to a whole different spiritual plane where you can see and feel things that you never felt before, you know, spirit-wise anyway. But it's not an act. I've never treated it as an act. I don't have casual sex. I'm not, you know, around here loose, you know, and a lot of women are. Like we just have been miseducated in regards to it, and that's why our culture is lagging. This has been one of the biggest setbacks of our culture was the miseducation of sex, and you got right. children suffering for that miseducation now.
So basically, what you're trying to say is
me personally, I don't have no kids. The stepdaddy for the last 13 years running goes to school to do.
Let me get the bird back here.
His dismount is flawless.
That's
absolutely amazing, Smooth. Because...
I'm 30. I just turned 30 great yesterday. I ain't got no kids. Like, pull out game immaculate. All right. So what I always do, too, bro, I can tell Rachel, I can tell you three things is better than nothing in the chick. One, count $10,000. And that ain't no money. I ain't saying it is. I've counted it before. That's one thing that feels better than nothing in the chick. Two is goddamn me getting drunk off alcohol. Three is a Q-tip in my ear. Them three things feel way better than nothing in the chick. Dope. Am I lying? I done said that a couple times on the show.
Smooth definitely has said that. But then he's never felt pregnant vagina before. So he don't know.
I have. I felt pregnant vagina once.
No. You're pregnant vagina. Not someone else's pregnant vagina. You're pregnant vagina.
Can I ask a question? Because you know y'all like being on the topics of everything that's going on in this day and age and time. What is everybody thinking about Lil Nas X and his Satan shoes, bro? Y'all seen this shit?
We already talked about it. You were late. You called this a show at 8:35, bro. We already talked about that, bro.
Y'all already talked about that, bro. So that means you got them bitches, don't you?
You got them bitches. We didn't get to talk about it because somebody had interrupted. I can't remember what happened or who interrupted, but we didn't get to
inebriated.
I'm getting drunk about a minute too.
Inebriated.
Yeah, it's whatever. Go ahead, Rachel. We
can go ahead and talk about it. I said I was gonna kill my kid if he even asked for it and reset again. But Rachel, what do you think?
I feel like it's just another ploy. It's not about the shoe. It's about the video that he was promoting, which, you know, he fell from in the video. A faggot fell from heaven and landed in the devil's lap and was twerking bell ass in front of the devil and doing all of this. So he's promoting the lie. That's what he's promoting. He's promoting the lie. He's not promoting the truth. It's not about liberation of being who you want to be. It's about continuing to spread the lie. And so they, you know, came behind it with the truth. Talking about a drop of human blood. If you know anything about witchcraft, whenever blood is involved, that's a root or a binder that's being placed upon you. So whoever bought them shoes probably were actual real Satanists or just retarded-ass motherfuckers that don't understand the seriousness of tampering and playing with the spiritual realm. You got the pentagram, a cursed item on the shoe, the pentagram upside down, which is the Baphomet. Then you got a drop of human blood. You don't know who blood it is.
Bro, niggas, COVID is still going around, and they buy Satan shoes with blood in them.
Where is they getting the blood from? Where is they getting the blood from?
They said like, it's supposed to be an employee of the company that's designing the shoes. Now Nike done came out and actually sued them. I don't know if y'all seen that, but Nike, they bought the shoes from us and they did what they wanted to do with them. But because it's blown up so bad, Nike had to go ahead and slap them with a lawsuit to stop the sale of the shoes.
Damn.
Yeah.
So when did it come out? When did it come out? I seen somebody looking out.
I think it was yesterday. They said it's sold out.
Yeah, they've been tripping all. I mean, here's the thing. It was just like, remember the conversation we was having, Smooth, when I was talking about there's just certain things that, like, it's not even plausible. Like Rachel, we were talking about, you know, my son being gay, right? I said I could never imagine my son walking up to me saying, "Hey, Dad, you know what? I decided I want to suck dick for a living." Like, that's not a plausible outcome available to my child. So,
but
you know,
I understand your sentiment with that, because I would feel defeated and failed, like a failed parent, if my child ended up being caught in that paradigm.
Well, I just, like I said, I'm not saying that, I'm not judging anyone. I'm just saying it's just not something that I feel is plausible for my, like, it just wasn't something that was available to my kid. Like, he didn't have that option.
And I'm not judging anyone either. Don't, you know, to the listeners, don't judge me. You know, you feel the way you feel about, you know, your sexual preference, and then those that don't agree with you. You know, they like the same sex. You can't judge a person for liking the same sex and having their opinion if you don't want to be judged and have your opinion. So my opinion is that you can look for truth in nature. And in nature, it's a male and a female, and you mate. That's it.
Yeah, a male can't mate with a male. But I ain't going to lie. I like two bitches getting down. Two women getting down. They can't procreate, so I mean, I like seeing it though. Like, hey, let me join too. Or nah, baby girl, I just watch. I ain't gonna even do nothing. You right? Sit over here and just watch.
Yeah, so I don't see my son just being like, "Hey, Dad, can I get some money to buy the Satan shoes?" Like, it's just not something that's plausible. Like, but yeah. I agree
with you, Rachel. Like, with that gay shit, alright, so the churches, some churches accept it, but it's like they preach it that it ain't supposed to happen. So it's like, is that a real church? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. That's why
just use a simple logic. Irregardless of how anybody feels personally about it, if everybody was gay on earth, the last human being
would be nobody.
Would be the last human race.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be nobody.
Then you got to borrow somebody else's partner to have sex and procreate with. Why are you borrowing another person's partner if you went for one person already and you dedicated to that person and you want to mate with that person? It logically does not make sense.
Yeah, shout out to both my sons liking vaginas. Shout out to both my sons liking vaginas. Oh yeah. Speaking about gay people, this verse in the song always throws me off. When Young M.A. say when she deep, is she talking about when she imaginarily, like, you know, deep throats the, you know when she gives her head, or when she's like really sucking on the strap on? Like, that was, but you know, that was only because we're on the little gay and smooth like women on women.
Hey, look,
I don't know if you like
pretty
women on women.
I like women
on
women.
Remember the song you played and the bitch said something about, I forgot what she said, but she was a female and she said something about fucking with a dick or something like that. I told Dope, don't play that music no more, man. We don't condone that on the show, man. Like,
so what Smooth is saying is he likes two women, but one can't look like a man or wear better shoes than
him. No.
He's
some pussy. Let me see that.
So if she look like Manny Fresh, you want to watch that?
If she, you just bro, put me on the spot, man. No. Hey,
oh my
okay,
God.
Listen, Dope. Does she got her clothes on or she got her clothes off?
You
I mean, she got her clothes. I mean, they can't lick each other with their clothes on.
How come the liquor can't have their clothes on? Before that motherfucking liquor can be fully dressed.
But they both got to they got to be kissing and they got to lick each other. I thought isn't that what, they got to touch each other, right? That's I mean just, I just want to make sure I'm understanding the visual. That you know.
Saying no? That's why I'm asking you to, for the visual too, because
oh,
I've seen.
See my visual is two pretty lipstick women. See, I like lipstick lesbians. They're pretty.
Hey.
They're voluptuous. You know,
feminine.
I don't want the Manny Fresh. And then the Butch Cassidy, I don't want that. I don't want that. That's like two niggas fucking to me. I can't do it.
I done had a stud try to pick me up for her and her girl before. I felt uncomfortable.
Talk about who's gonna be in the middle? Man, I ain't gonna be in the middle.
On everything. She grabbed me by my neck and my back and shit. Girl, let me go.
Oh shit.
Oh my goodness!
Oh shit!
We was hey,
Rachel, mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Length or girth?
Who?
Length or girth?
Neither.
You said she a child
like,
of God.
Now, y'all have to understand this part, too. Some women are literally built bigger, like their vaginas are bigger or wider or whatever, so they have to have a certain type of man built a certain type of way to even accommodate their anatomy.
Hello.
Women that just lost grip over the years from being passed around who then have to... you know, have that type of man. But I don't have a preference. I don't like them too big, honestly. Like, I just, that ain't, that I'm not built for that.
I'm not built for that.
No, because you be with one guy like that and everybody else out here. No.
She said she got a glove compartment.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, some women can get pleasure out of it. That ain't me.
It's built for, like, insurance forms, you know, proof of insurance and, you know, maybe some, you know, postcards. It's not meant for, you know, like, FedEx packages and shit.
Well, that's another way to explain
it. I'm finna go all the way right, because we've been left for a second. I'm finna go all the way right. Now,
thank you.
What I like about you, Rachel, you don't mind speaking your mind no matter who disagree or whatever. Now, you know what I'm saying? During the last little presidency or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? You was having your opinion about a lot of stuff, you know. I do know you're a black Republican or whatnot. That's cool with me. I fuck with it too.
And I've been a black Democrat my whole life, which is crazy.
Okay. All right. My bad. I had the wrong info. But
no,
okay.
I'm switched to Republican now, though. But
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So, all right. You're a black Republican. All right. That's what I thought. Because a lot of stuff you've been saying, I agree with. You really been, I ain't going to say, I don't want to say, like, prophesizing ain't the word. But shit you've been talking about been coming, like, you've been knowing it, you know, before it happened. Like, this is like since early like July of last year, you know, with the Trump shit, with, you know, with the presidents, you've been foreseeing, prophesizing ain't the word. You've been foreseeing it. That's the word I need to use. Now you get a lot of backdraft from, you know, Facebook followers or, you know, social media. One, how you handle it. Two, I see you don't give a fuck and you keep coming with it. But three, when, like you say, like, you know, how does your mind work? Like, you know, not how does it work, but it's like how when you learn this information, you choose to give it out for free, like you said earlier. But it's like, how did you cultivate a lot of this stuff? Are you heavy into the news? Like, I ain't gonna ask you what's your source, but it's like, how do you get educated on what you are already talking about? What you putting out?
Okay,
how do you get educated about it?
It's not one source that I tap into to get it. Something like some of it is spiritual, like I have dreams. Some of it, like the angels, like when you in tune with yourself in signs of the universe will show you what to do, where to move, how to move, where to put your money. And in relation to that, I was led to other people that had picked up on certain things well before I did. What
okay.
drew me to Trump, because it was like a light switch flipped on. What drew me over to Trump's side was the whole Pizzagate scandal. And everybody was like, oh, you can't trust, you know, blah, blah. They don't have any proof. So I started to dig, you know, digging, and came across a group of what I like to call truth seekers who had evidence that anytime you posted it on the internet, the file was instantly deleted. So they have programs. It was just, they made mention of these type of programs in different movies. But they have programs that can search out different file names, review media that you're posting, and automatically delete it. If you haven't noticed, Facebook is sampling that same program with its filtering software. Those are not real people seeing your post and up, that's wrong. It's a computer analyzing your post and deleting it. So when I noticed that they were instantly deleting these images of these politicians with these children performing rituals, I said, why are they fighting to delete the information? Common sense to tell you got to be truth to it. So I started to dig further. Then I stumbled across the video of the Golden Globes last year. Now, you know, that's the white folks' tell-all, be-all in Hollywood, Golden Globes. And the person they had hosting it name was Ricky Gervais. And Ricky Gervais blew the whole top off. Like, I had seen the evidence, and I just sat on it. But when I saw that video of Ricky Gervais saying he called out everybody that Pizzagate alleged had a sealed charge, like a sealed indictment, meaning it's not made available to the public because it's so shocking and damning that it has the potential to cause chaos or disorder. And so Ricky Gervais literally out of his mouth started calling them out one by one in the audience, like, how you like to play with little boys? Oh, you like Baby Yoda? Like, disguised it as jokes. But when the camera turned to the people he was talking about, their faces turned red in embarrassment. They were not laughing. And that's what made me know it was the truth. And so I found out that Trump spearheaded all of that. Like, he was using it kind of as blackmail. Like, yeah, I know you niggas like to play with kids. So if y'all don't get in line, then you finna go down. And a lot of them, that's why y'all saw instantaneously, because white folks weren't really fucked up about Trump being racist or having fucked up mannerisms and being brash and rude until the pedophiles started being charged. These are people in high places that's supposed to be untouchable. And now another white man in a high place that's trying to dethrone them to get his own, you know, power or whatever. Like, Trump wasn't doing it because it was the right thing to do. He was doing it because he wanted to put his family in the seat and, you know, have them etched in a legacy or whatever, and have that type of power that, like, the Rothschilds and people like that have always had. So it was a war between two factions of fucked-up-ass white folks. And we couldn't see what the fuck was going on. Why would you side against the white people that been ruling and been extending and continuing the fucked up shit versus another white man that's warring against them, that's picking their whole shit apart? We stood the game more with Trump because he was disassembling them. And while they're being disassembled, that means the enemy is weak. Then you go in and you come out with the W. Black folks reported him like, oh, we love him as a person. But ride the back of him because he's fighting against the motherfuckers that have had the power forever. So between all of me sharing posts and doing all of that, black folks had the same response. We always have emotional. Oh, but he doesn't like black people. Oh, none of them do. So now pick which one you stand to benefit from. Oh, you
exactly.
want the free money or you want the legacy money? Do you want the little free bands from taxes and income tax credit? Or do you want the legacy money? Because with
hey,
Trump
Rachel,
office,
let me ask you this. This is what I get into it with a lot of people about. Now, you see me. You know, I got Black and Brown Enterprise. I got the trucking company. I got the janitor of the vending. So shout out to me for doing me. But that's what I be trying to tell niggas. Like, yeah, he promised y'all to, I ain't going to say I'm a Republican. I ain't going to say I'm a Democrat. I fuck with Trump because shit that he was doing for us, I bet. Yeah, it's cool. I ain't going to say I don't fuck with Biden. I'm like in between. Regardless, I'm a felon. I don't get my rights back to this year. And I'm allegedly going to sell all my guns and then get them legally. And I'm getting a passport, allegedly. Well, I can do that for sure. But allegedly, I'm going to sell my guns and I'm going to get them legally. But what I'm saying is this. Okay, a lot of folks be hating on me because, like I say, I got the PPP, the EIDL, that loan. And I got some other grants because I got a business. Now, a lot of our people, I ain't going to say mad at me, but when I speak on it, a lot of people are you know, give me a shy eye.
Yeah,
but it's not my fault. It's not my fault because I have an EIN or a tax ID number, and I have a legitimate business, and I'm able to apply for this.
Take advantage of opportunities available to you.
Exactly.
That's all and that's all they've been doing since the beginning of time. They've been tapping the system and been taking advantage and been reading to see what they qualify for. That you qualify,
yeah.
That's why you are able to get it. The only people mad is because they didn't decide to read to see if they qualified. Hairdressers,
yeah.
Party promoters, everybody qualified, but nobody decided to read the fine print. So you over there jealous, mad because I got this money when in actuality you could have got some too. But you too busy stuck on that emotional ass black narrative, that crab in a bucket mentality.
Now I ain't trying to cut nobody else off from speaking. I apologize to y'all. I fuck with Rachel. I know her. So I know how her mind works. So that's why I'm really running this right now, though. Don't get mad. We're really running this right now. But you know how people speak on, like, the black race need to come together and, you know, do this such and such, or the revolution or whatever will have you. I'm with that. I'm not going to lie. I'm with that all together. But we don't never organize it right. Like, you know what I'm saying? For it to actually come to a top. We've had so many leaders do it. Shout out Malcolm X, you know, the guy they made that movie after. He died at 21. I forgot the name of them. Judas and the Messiah. Yeah. Then you got Matt. You got all these folks. But it be our own kind of fucking, you know, taking them out. Like, you know, Malcolm X or whatever. I mean, y'all do your research on that. But it's like we got good heart and our mind right with it. But it's like we don't come together and do it properly. Like, it's always something that takes us away from the goal. So, if this white man want to do it, you know, give us some outlet for the people that's properly prepared, shout out to my vice lords, the 5 P's, you know what I'm saying, and the stones and all them. But we got to be properly prepared ourselves, you know, mentally, physically, economically, worldly. We have to be ready ourselves because we're going to miss the boat. Motherfuckers.
Every time.
Motherfuckers, you know, food stamps and all, man, the government. Let's try. Who can live without the government? Fuck the government. You know what I'm saying? That's why I fuck with you, Rachel, because you are, and you said it earlier, this is my third time saying it, you get advice for free. You don't never mind with the stocks, with the bonds, with the EIDL, with the PPP, any information you know that can uplift our people. You always down to give it for free. And that's why I like you so much as a person, because you don't mind helping the black people. I think that's one are the main reason that's wrong with us. I know y'all see it, the folks in y'all inboxes with the Bitcoin or the whatever. They want to, well, not Bitcoin, the crypto. I can show you how to get money with it. Man, you got internet connection, man. You better research yourself.
Yep.
And it's going to take some trials because, Rachel, when I got in your group at first, and that was free, I just showed a profit of 150. Like Rachel say, over time, it's going to grow. Like I'm making boss moves off the fucking, it's these white folks, meaning the stock market, which is open for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I mean, don't take advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk. I see you, AR City Boy. You doing your thing, too. But it's like I started with a minor game, and now it's like, okay, if I put puts and holds, I bet that the stock going to go down, which is a put, or I bet that it's, you know what I'm saying, going to go up, which is regular trading. You know what I'm saying? You can make money off each way off a stock. But what pissed me off about the shit, and I'm inebriated, and dope, I done took the mic from you. It don't matter. Fuck you. Is because they black folks, our people want to charge each other for this shit, though. That's what pissed me off about the shit.
And
like, you don't want to help your brother. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Prices.
Yeah, I don't mind 30, 40, 50. Motherfuckers try to charge me like 900. Like, and but I can guarantee you're going to get your 900 back.
No.
Like, go to the internet and YouTube. I'm telling you. All that shit is in YouTube and Google. You just got to tell it what you're trying to learn. Real shit.
I'm going to tell you, Smooth, and then I'm going to wrap it up here. This will be my last comment because I got to go.
All
but right. I really enjoyed the conversation with you all. As far as back coming together as a whole, that's unrealistic, and I feel like that's what's held us back. We have to all come together as a whole. That is completely unrealistic. Even when we had monumental black men that were leading, that had great ideas, that had great movements, they all had their separate movements. This tribe had, Malcolm X had his tribe, Martin Luther King had his tribe, Marcus Garvey had his tribe. So everybody had their own tribe, and those leaders were able to come together and collaborate when need be, but they had their own tribe. Even white people, they're not all united. You know, you got white people that don't like Irish white people. They despise them for whatever reason, and so on and so forth. So I think what's kept us back is that is thinking that we all have to get along and follow this one person. No. You find a group of like-minded individuals and you build and you advance within that group, and then that group snowballs into something huge. And then, you know, you have separate groups that have maybe have a difference of opinion, but that doesn't mean you slight the other one. Just, you know, focus on what y'all trying to do within that group, that system, until it snowballs and grows and takes on a life of its own. And then when we get enough power, this massive group over here, this massive group over here, this massive group over there, when it's time to collaborate and come together for a common interest against whether it be the white people or whoever, we'll have the numbers because these people have already huddled together. These people have already huddled together. It's not realistic to think that everybody's going to agree on the same thing. Even with church, look at church. You got Baptist, Methodist, Apostolic, whatever. Everybody has their own, even with religion, Hindu, Islam, Satanism, everybody had their own different things. So when it's time to collaborate, I guarantee you, if it was the end of the world and some alien invaders or something like that came and we had to all work together, since we'll be right with them Islamic folks picking up swords ready to fight and defend because, you know, now we have a common interest to collaborate on. So just moving past that, like getting stuck on it all, we can't. That's why we can't get nowhere. No, we can't get nowhere because we can't just focus on who we agree with. And just focus on who you agree with and build from there. And that's how we take our respect back. Like, we got to start by just focusing on the positive. Fuck the negative. Fuck all that emotional shit. You know, black and white, little racist. Oh, my God. They get us with that every time.
whenever they post a video of a black boy getting killed in a traffic stop, we lose our top, and they beat them past some important legislation that we don't have a clue about because we focus on this. Not saying that it's not important. However, we have to learn how to have balance. So, yes, we care about those things. However, we cannot not allow it to move us to the point where we are ignoring things in plain sight. That's the only thing that we care about. That's the only thing we're talking about for a whole week. And then the only thing that's happening is people are talking. Nobody's doing anything. So what real good use is it?
That'd be my thing. I'm sorry, Rachel.
You're good.
That'd be my thing. Like, everybody talk, like, but ain't nobody making no moves. Like, yeah. Like, fuck Trump or fuck Biden or fuck, like, why the police killing us? Now, they did the BLM. I understand that. We marched. We did. But it's like, it's going to take more than that.
And what
like,
the fuck? And guess
on
who?
Whole huh?
Who, guess who owns BLM? A Jewish organization.
Exactly.
White people.
Yeah, exactly.
And then all of those BLM protests, what do you notice? They have bricks nice and neat stacked off a corner, random corner. So this was never about the advancement of proving that Black Lives Matter. It was deeper than that. It was a deeper distraction. They want to keep us paying attention and marching and shit so we can't do the real work out in the field. The real work out in the field ain't marching and trying to have our voices heard. It's actually going to the courthouse, filing lawsuits, gathering evidence, holding folks accountable. Send your son to school to become a lawyer so he can eventually become a great lawyer who may become a judge or a prosecutor attorney to put those people in instrumental positions. But
exactly. I'm telling y'all, that's why I got Rachel on the show. She's going to talk about that freaky shit. Believe that. And she's going to be 100. But she intellectual and going to go right when y'all trying to go left. She got some knowledge. Rachel, yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Do your shit.
No problem at all. And I just have to do this again with y'all when I have more time. Like, if we do something in the future, I'll make sure I just close off my whole evening.
It's all
so
good.
We can really
get
into it.
It's all good.
Yeah. You don't even have to have an appointment or a schedule. You can just come through. We're on every Monday. If you want to come through, shoot the shit, talk the shit, you know, we here. So it's just for anybody that want to come through and chop it. This is basically you in our living room. We chop it up while we eat, you know, hot wings and Smooth being inebriated. Shout out to my nigga Smooth. Shout out to my nigga Smooth.
Hey, nah,
y'all
it's
real deal funny, though, too. Like
it's post-birthday, for real. It's Paul's birthday. Hey, look, though, Rachel. Hey, one last time, I heard you say you had to get off the line. One last time, let everybody know that's listening in where they can find you at on social media, if you don't mind. You know, your Twitter, Facebook, whatever you want to throw out. This your time to shine right here. And then me and Dope gonna say one more thing to you. Then, like you said, you gotta go, but we'll go ahead and let you go.
Okay. So for anybody that's interested in following me or keeping in contact or anything like that, I do have Facebook. I'm more active on Facebook. You can search Rachel Sally, RachelSallely, or Fly Chicks Only, which is FlyChixx Only. That will lead you there to me on Facebook. And then I have Instagram, which is Fly Chicks Only, same FlyChixx Only. And, you know, if you have any questions, you can send me a DM. I'm not hooked up or anything like that. Cool person on earth. But back at you, Smooth. What you got for me?
Already dope. Let me go first. Rachel, I appreciate you letting us pick your brain. Cause we went left. We went all the way left. I'm talking about we went to goddamn me Kentucky. But then we brought it back to goddamn me Texas. You know what I'm saying? Going right. But, you're a smart woman. I appreciate you. I commend you. Keep doing you. Because, like I say, you post whatever that you feel and believe in and don't give a fuck about what a hater going to say, whether it be, you know, your political views, religious views, just or your views, period. We need more strong, black-minded women like yourself. that stand by their word, that's smart, you know what I'm saying, all around the board. So that's one of the main reasons why I reached out to you to try to get you on the show. Like I say, appreciate you taking the time out, come through, going all across the board with us, man. Like Dope said, you welcome anytime, 8 to 10 every Monday, the same number, come through. Or we can set up another guest co-host. Whatever you want to do, let us know. But 100 Mama, I appreciate you and keep doing you. And I'm going to stay in the loop with you. You already know that. So what it do?
Already.
Yeah, I'm just trying to kick her off the show because y'all hogging up on my spotlight.
Well, thank you, fellas, for having me and you all in the best.
Hey, it's a smooth and Rachel Shiley show. No feelings.
Right. What he talking about? What is he talking about?
Nah, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no doubt. We enjoyed your night. I got about 24 minutes left of me time, and I'm gonna put Smooth on mute about 6 or 7 times just to piss him off. Hey, shout out to Rachel Sally, man.
Thank you. All right,
already dope. Hey, dope. All right, thank you, Rachel. Hey, dope. Play that. Damn, the one with you in question I like, and then play something else.
Yeah. Right, before we get to the music, we got Denia in the building. What's happening, Denia?
Oh,
man, Smooth Dude over here acting up, you know, like he ain't got no home training.
I see.
Man, I took it. No, nigga, it's my birthday. It's my birthday, so. Fuck you. I'm drunk all the way now. I'm drunk all the way
before your birthday. Don't do that.
No, I'm talking shit, Denia. I love you, baby. What you doing? How you been?
I'm phenomenal. Have you downloaded the Next Legacy app yet?
Yeah, I downloaded the app. Let me know when to come on.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't done live shows. We're not doing live shows until mid-April. But, yeah, as soon as we have a live show, I'm going to definitely make sure it's you.
Hit me with a text. Hey, Smooth, get on the app, and I'm pay attention. Like always. You know what time
we're at 24/7, so definitely, you know, just tune in, tap in, or whatever. We got dope ass music and question in rotation right now. We have y'all on Mondays for the hip hop show, and definitely on Thursdays for Denia's Your Radio. Y'all are in the rotation as of now, so I'm super excited about that. It's from the Fresh Dope album. We got a couple songs on there, so yeah.
You know, shout out to Denia.
Yeah. I see y'all got Teddy Renee in rotation. I said yes. Shout out to Teddy Renee. She's really sweet.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
How
you know about Teddy Renee, though?
Because I directed her to the station. What you talking about? Don't do that. What you mean? Who you think gave her the email to send the music in? What are you talking about?
Hey, see, now the craziest thing is, right, Denia, you had her send it to me, right, but you didn't know if I was going to upload it or not, right? But as soon as I heard it, I was like, that's some unique fire. Like, I like unique fire.
Yeah.
And her, and like, she's, you know, she's like, what's that BBW chick that, you know, that's real confident when it starts with L. What's her name?
Lizzo.
Yeah. She's better than that, right? Because, you know, she's not over the top with it, but she's definitely feeling her sexuality, and she's definitely, I'm liking that confidence. And it comes, you know, and then the song is fire, too. And her voice is, like, real. Man, shout out to her, man. Shout out to that. I've been slapping that for the past, what, 2-3 weeks now?
Yeah. Yeah. So she got a TikTok challenge and all that stuff. So shout out to her. She's definitely doing her thing for sure. Make sure y'all follow her at Teddy Renee on Instagram.
Yeah, Smooth. You need a TikTok challenge, Smooth. You need a TikTok challenge, Smooth.
Man, say, man. I'm 38 now, and I ain't
something.
I
ain't got nothing.
I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Smooth, you're a fucking star, Smooth. You gotta do star shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do star shit. Like, you're not no regular person like me, right? You're a star, Smooth. You got fucking fans that adore you and shit. Like, Smooth, you got to be elite all the time. You can't be a common person like me. I could be common. I could be regular. You can't be regular, Smooth.
Dump ain't never been common. I don't know what you're trying to lie to y'all for.
That's what I'm saying. I told you, stop sleeping on yourself.
Dump ain't never been common. What do you mean?
I'm just a regular human being. Just a regular human being. But yeah, we definitely gonna Smooth said play some music. So we got some music coming up. I'm gonna play some Mr. Milky too. Pause. I like the dude's music, but I just don't like the name Mr. Milky. That is, it just doesn't, you know. and so yeah. But with no further ado, first we gotta send this one out to Pops though. We gotta send this one out to Pops. Shout out to the dude.
Your love bright, shining star. coming out of the clip. 50 rounds on my hip, turn my eyes in the swift. Turning up in this bitch, turning left in the barist. Blessing drip up on my wrist. I'm the almighty mega Don Clark, be the top. Gold status is the walk, fresh dope in the mix. Blue magic for the fix, fly as fuck so I'm the shit. Be walking like a G, I move to the death of me. 5G strong, bang kids whooping after me. I'm banking like a turn, got money for the burn. Keep my hundreds in a urn, guns over butter, money turns. Don't be a problem, oh God, I'm a problem. My circle full of killers, you don't wanna see us modding. Fuck what they talk about, so nigga, what you saying? Not fucking with the team, so you know what I'm saying. Only about the paper, so nigga, what you saying? Mobbing on the track, so nigga, what you saying? Fuck what they talk about, so nigga, what you saying? Not fucking with the team, so you know what I'm saying. Only about the paper, so nigga, what you saying? I'm mobbing on the track, so nigga, what you saying?
Look, not nothing, end of discussion. Unless it is the money, can't trust it and I ain't bluffing. Now, all of a sudden these niggas been acting funny. Put them on to some money, ain't seen or heard nothing from up in Humble. Balled out in the bubble, showed out it was nothing. Every city in trouble, flip the word triple double. Foreign bitch bouncing for me, this charisma abundant. It's too easy, it's buckets like Jordan, I'm clutching. And ain't a nymph nigga on my level, hold ya. Fly fat nigga and the club goes, my bitch is bilingual, speak fellatio. Baby girl is free, she call me Poppy, don't know goofy, wanna keep the shoes close. Yeah, chick, she send me selfies when she out of clothes. Blood with marathon, I get my hustle on. All you niggas cap, but that's another song.
Fuck what they talking about, so nigga, what you saying? Not fucking with the team, so you know what I'm saying. Only about the paper, so nigga, what you saying? Mobbing on the track, so nigga, what you saying? Fuck what you talking about, so nigga, what you saying? Not fucking with this team, so you know what I'm saying. Only about the paper, so nigga, what you saying? I'm mobbing on the track, so nigga, what you saying?
This is a Question production.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
I tried and told her that she wanted me to come over.
Come on.
Like a piece of paper I fold her.
I would.
It was getting hot, it was smoldering.
I would waste your time. I would just waste your time.
I got a problem.
Said she didn't mind. I put that tingle in her spine.
I totally did. Yeah. At the show I get busy, she stare at me, she get dizzy. Yeah, her inside shit stay all in a frenzy. After the show we can go get whiskey. Maybe then we get frisky. You say you got a man that's risky, but who cares? I probably waste your time eventually. Let's have a night that's simply ridiculous. I told her that she wanted me to come over.
Come on.
Like a piece of paper I fold her.
I would.
It was getting hot, it was smoldering.
I will waste your time.
I would.
Yes, I'll waste your time.
I got a problem.
Said she didn't mind. I put that tingle in her spine.
She was like skin tone mixed with red bone.
Mixed
was like the end zone celebration. Just like a cell phone, I'm in her hands all day. Hates when I'm away, on her mind like toupee. I'ma waste your time, but it's fine if I call you babe. Don't be all sad, I'll be back next Tuesday. Every 2 weeks like a paycheck depositing. This is for the chicks, TikTok, and I be watching.
I tried and told her that she want me to come over.
Come on.
Like a piece of paper I fold her.
I would.
It was getting hot, it was smoldering.
I would waste your time.
I would.
Yes, I'll waste your time.
I got a problem.
Said she didn't mind. I put that tingle in her spine.
I totally did. I tried and told her that she wanted me to come over.
Come on.
Like a piece of paper I fold her.
I would.
It was getting hot, it was smoldering.
I would waste your time.
I would.
Yes, I wish your time.
I got a problem.
Said she didn't mind. I put that tingle in her spine.
I told her we did.
I would waste your time.
Come on.
I would waste your time.
I would.
Wanna be the greatest of all time.
I'm on, running Nipsey's marathon. Hope they know I'm passionate. Fat boy on this cash is still living legend, yes I is. Better than them baby kids. Showed her love my confidence. She peeped out my accomplishments. Fly like I'm Gretzky, pin well like a jet ski. So real was in my section, so no need for aggression. Walking genius, mastermind, who am I? No saint in line. Fresh charisma by design, to take no lies, I'm way too fly. Look in the sky, it's me, high in the clouds indeed. Float like a butterfly, but seen like a killer bee. I planted my money tree, my inner Kendrick channeling. Manifest the galaxy, will give me everything I need. Low key, making moves, spin the block, I hustle too. Double up electrical, I'm Pikachu, I hate me too. Run it up, them numbers grew. Run with us, we're winners too. Know this, I'm incredible. And I'm goated too. Woo! Wouldn't work when they didn't see my vision. Facts. But they ain't have to see it. All my partners businessmen. Level up, I know you hate it. Stack the spread, don't call it cake it. Show they know she can't be basic. I can't make time for you, baby. Stars gotta align. Making money my sign. This is how it's designed. I'm here to take what's mine. And look up GOAT, I might be right beside it. I know I'm real, so please don't stare. My team might move in silence. I am a gift, so I present what we call perfect timing. You might not agree with my stance, but the jury won't find me. Watch me glow, I'm on fire. Says you lost, I'm your goddess, Benny Lee. Ask my team, anybody that know me, Benny G. Shout out to the ones that hate it. I can finally say I made it and never once questioned hate it. So stand up like it's an ovation. I'm here to motivate the G's to go get it daily. Let's go.
Yeah. What it do, it's your boy Dope Ass Music. We had another wonderful episode of No Filter Radio. Shout out to Inebriated Smoothie Dudes. Oh my God, what the hell was all that?
Hey, look, you know, I'm out here on the strip, seawall. My bad, bro. I just came inside because you made all that noise. It was a motorcycle. You sped by on one wheel.
God, y'all. Shout out to, of course, to Denia. Shout out, to, of course, to our special co-host that came through, Rachel Sally. Shout out to that. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the switchboard. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in online. We appreciate y'all. We know y'all enjoyed yourselves because Smooth was in rare form today, but it does not stop. It's going to occur again in April. So it's going to occur again in April. Shout out to Smooth the Dude.
Any lady that want to be a special co-host, guest co-host, we're going to go left and right with you like we did with Rachel. Hit me up at teamnofilter@gmail.com. Let us know. Hey, yeah, see if it's a date available for you. Hey, and we're going to get No Filter with you. So, hey,
fair warning, get inebriated before you come on the show.
No, hey, look, you ain't been paying attention to my timeline. I'm in Galveston, Texas. My birthday was yesterday. I just turned 30 grade.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the girl that comes on here today, which y'all crazy ass. Get inebriated before you come on the show. Because you never know what they're going to do. Especially
Doug.
No. Don't throw me in there, Denia. I was an angel today. It was all me.
But it was all me. It was all me. I ain't gonna lie. But like I say, I just want y'all to look forward to what we got popping on the No Filter show when a female come on. Because me and Dope, we don't have no problem. Dope, do you? Because I know I don't. We don't have no problem expressing ourselves and, like, speaking from a male perspective. So the question that the male perspective have, we love when a female come on. Well, we want a female answer to the question. So, you know, we ain't trying to give away the game for free or so much to have you, but we do want to know a little bit more on how females' mind tick. So who not better to ask than a female? Now, we do know that every female thinks differently, so that way, that's what's going to give me and Dope the advantage because we're having multiple females on the show.
Yeah, it's like having multiple sex partners.
Man.
I knew it was going to go there. See?
Dope with food, though. He real, though. Like,
he couldn't not.
Hey, Dope,
so
I got
to
go. Dope, I got to go. I know you're going to shut it down.
Go ahead.
Let me take some shots out, man. This is my last night in Galveston. I gotta go home. Then I'm getting back on the road. But appreciate Rachel. Appreciate anybody on the call. Smooth THADUDE. Catch me on all social media, even that freaky shit. Tumblr, Pornhub. What's the other one? OnlyFans. Y'all fuck with me, man. I'm blessed to see 38, bro. Dope. Thank you for riding with me, man. I don't know where the fuck we was going, but I damn sure you was either in the passenger seat or the back seat, allegedly with some type of strap. So, appreciate
you. Allegedly,
Yeah. So, appreciate you.
Well, I can actually be in the back, though, because I'm not a felon, so I can have a strap. I can have a strap.
But we felon, so we'll go to jail if you had allegedly, bro.
Oh, yeah, keep yeah, with yeah. The allegedly, script. If I had to trap,
Keep it with the script. yeah, man. Anybody want to get their music heard, man, teamnofilter@gmail.com, or you can send it to thesmooththadudeshow@gmail.com to next week, Tuesday and Thursday, Grind Hard Radio in the building. Look, I don't know the dates, but we got some more female co-hosts coming through in April. So, April, we turning up. April showers bring May flowers, but on No Filter Radio Show, we got all the power. Dope, I love you, bro. Hey, look, I'm finna go, man. Drink some more. I got this condo for
him on night. Yellow bones in the building. Yellow bones in the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I cannot.
I bet. Hey, love y'all, man. No Filter. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah,
have a good night.
See what I got to deal with, Denia? Nah, go ahead and give your shout out so I can eat this homemade pot pie that I made.
Absolutely. Make sure that you guys download the Next Legacy app. You can do so whether you have iOS or Android. Just type in NEXXLEGACY and it pops right on up. Download that app so you can hear dope-ass music on rotation. Thursdays is the night of your radio. That's my day. So you get to hear independent artists, mainstream artists, dope interviews. We got some amazing stuff coming up. Tomorrow we have Her Story Podcast. So it's all about the ladies. It's going to be really fun. We have some really dope interviews. We're replaying our interview with T-Boz a couple times this tomorrow. And then we have a lot of music from incredible women from around the country, from around the world. So it's going to be, I can say that not all women, but it's for women. And then there's some male artists that are doing music that's for women. So, yeah, it's all about the ladies. So, just tap in. Make sure you guys tap in and support.
I even did a song for the women. But, hey, once again, dope-ass music, Denia, Smoothie Dude, Rachel, Question, he even called in, City Boy Red, shout out to him. Hey, shout out to everybody. I'm about to go get me something to eat because the brother hungry.
Yes.
Love y'all. Bye.
Take care. Bye.